A congressional race in central New York could be a bellwether for the ability of Democrats to take control of both the House and Senate this fall. That's because the 19th congressional district, including the northern Hudson Valley and the Catskills, is still considered a toss-up as Election Day draws near. We sent WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor to visit the district. He found that while the candidates are focusing on local issues, the race is getting lots of outside attention.
Her name is Lindsay Lusher Shute, and she runs Hardy Roots Community Farm with her husband Ben in Claremont, about 50 miles south of Albany. She looks around the 70 acres that she and Ben bought 3 years ago and points out that behind every phase of their operation, there's a government program, loan, or regulation.
We wouldn't have been able to buy our land at all without the help of NRCS and conservation programs. This barn was financed by a facilities loan from USDA.
That's the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. When Hardy Roots processes and stores food in the barn, they have to comply with the Food Safety Modernization Act.
So we've gotten conservation funding, EQIP funding, FSA loan. Oh, and then we're certified organic, and we have cost share for our certification.
To make sure the programs work well for young farmers, Lusher Shute says they have to band together to grab the attention of members of Congress.
Unless they grew up farming, they really don't know about what's needed.
But not this year, because Hardy Roots is in New York's 19th congressional district, 11 counties that straddle central New York from the Vermont to the Pennsylvania borders. It's one of the nation's true swing districts. And this year, when Democrats have long odds to retake the House, winning or losing races like New York 19 will be decisive. The race inverts the presidential race in some ways, pitting Republican insider against a Democratic outsider. Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout, a Bernie Sanders Democrat, is running against John Faso, a well-known former Republican state assemblyman who's supporting Donald Trump. Republicans have a small advantage in registration, but the district went for President Obama in 2008 and 2012. Both sides admit the race is a dead heat.
This could be a late night of counting.
And I appreciate your being participants in the election process.
In stump speeches, both Teachout and Faso say small farmers are critical to the region. That makes Lusher Shute a popular voter to the candidates and to the outside organizations pouring millions of dollars into the district. Lusher Shute's not saying how she'll vote, but she says she's had enough.
I'd like to, you know, look at my Facebook feed without being, you know, see my friends rather than the people who want to represent me, I guess.
Of all the House races in the country, only six have more outside money than New York 19, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Two-thirds of that money has gone to television, mail, and other ads critical of Teachout.
Remember that zany professor who always pushed their liberal agenda? That's Professor Zephyr Teachout.
Zephyr Teachout is lying.
Faso served 15 years in the New York State Assembly, and he's running on his experience.
I've got a record of working across party lines in the state legislature.
But he lost two statewide races, for controller in 2002 and for governor in 2006 against Elliot Spitzer. He's worked as a lobbyist since. Faso says voters are worried the upstate region is stagnating, that their children and grandchildren might have to leave to make a life.
I think in this district, overwhelmingly, it's jobs and taxes. Every county in the 19th district, like many in upstate New York, has lost population in the last 5 years.
His connections to the district were evident at a recent stop at Renaissance Rehabilitation and Nursing Care Center in Stottsburg. Owner Jack Koschitsky is a friend, and this was Faso's third time talking to residents and clients. Tom Murar asks about Faso's plans to bolster the military.
Everybody talks about building up the military, yet they all talk about cutting taxes. How do you pay for it?
If the economy grows, more people are working, therefore more people are paying taxes. That allows us to pay our bills.
Earlier in the day, Faso met with a Schoharie County farmer. The night before, he talked to voters at an out-of-the-way roadside inn. He's put 76,000 miles on his car trying to make a point. He's from here. Teachout isn't. Teachout says she moved from Brooklyn to the Hudson Valley in December, seeking a quieter life. She did well in the area when she challenged Governor Andrew Cuomo in the 2014 Democratic primary. She's a populist with progressive appeal. Teachout says government and corporations overlook the needs of rural America.
We gotta work on broadband.
Yeah. At a campaign rally in Oneonta, Teachout drills down on local issues to explain how she'll work with Republicans.
Well, Republicans representing rural areas in Congress know that we are in a rural crisis because of the lack of broadband and cell service. And if they're representing their districts and I'm representing this district, we're going to fight together to get access to rural broadband.
Faso has characterized Teachout as a carpetbagger. But her supporters say Teachout has stood side by side with them as they fought a natural gas pipeline shadowing Interstate 88. Kingston resident Linda Hackett says Teachout has brought together environmental, education, and other activists, as well as former Sanders supporters.
Yeah, and then we just leave something under the door. I think people are getting kind of sick of getting stuff.
Hackett is knocking on doors and handing out campaign flyers. Nobody answers most of the time. Finally, at one house, a woman comes walking across the street.
Pardon me? I was looking for Marianne.
That's me.
Oh, great. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Linda Hackett. I'm working for the, I'm a resident. I'm working for the Zephyr Teach Out for Congress campaign.
Okay.
And I was wondering, how are you feeling about her?
I'm not a good person because I don't really know her. Well, I'm not a good person. Is she a Democrat?
Mary Ann DeBonis says she's been paying close attention to the presidential race, though. She is not a fan of Republican Donald Trump.
So I'm 63 years old, and it's outrageous, yeah. And I'm terrified. So I'm going to vote.
Hackett gives a quick bio, and Teachout's emphasis on small business gets DeBonis' approval.
How are you feeling right now? Undecided about her? Or?
No, I'll vote for her.
Okay.
I will, all right. Absolutely.
Amid all the noise, neither campaign is ignoring the power of personal connections. They both hope it will make the difference in a race as close as any in the country. For WNYC, I'm John O'Connor.